Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Okay. Hi, Ashley. My name is Lena Haraldson. I sent an item back that was automatically shipped to me, but I canceled the subscription. And when I called, they said, I got the email saying that just put the return to the sender. That's what I did. And I did not get anything, no information and no refund, nothing.
Okay, I'm happy to take a look. What's your zip code, ma'am, to search with?
60559.
Just a moment. And I apologize. What is your last name again?
Haraldson, Harald, like Dennis, S-E-N.
Oh, thank you. One moment. I do believe I have you pulled up. No, ma'am, I'm so sorry. This is an older account. Hold on. Let me pull up another system because you might have been transferred over already. Hold on. That's the old one. Yeah, more than likely should be in our old, new system. Because that the one I had pulled in our older system for you was like from back in 2019, I believe it was. I think I found you here. Just waiting for it to load up. Okay. Let's try that again. I think I found you, just to be sure. Could I ask where the street address it was received to?
720 Oakwood Drive, Westmont, Illinois, 60559.
Okay, now this is an old canceled account as well. Give me just a second. I'm going to try to search maybe with the email instead, see if I can pull anything recent. Okay, the odd thing is, Ms. Haraldson, everything I'm pulling in our system with your name in that zip code is linked to old accounts, old canceled accounts.
What does it mean to old account? It was like a month ago, month and a half ago, maybe.
No, no.
Was it old?
Yeah, so what I'm looking at currently is from back in 2019.
I'm a new one, and so I just opened my account like a month and a half ago.
What product do you have? Or do you have an order number?
Oh, I don't have any papers on hand.
What was the email used for the order?
So you need all this information. Oh, okay, because I'm not ready with it. I thought that you can find it.
I'm trying to find the order, yes, ma'am. I can try to search with the card you used to pay for the order.
Yeah, you can do this. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so I can search here with the, hold on. We can run the first six and last four and get the billing pulled up directly.
Okay, so you need the last numbers of my card?
The first six and last four that the order was billed against.
No, I'm sorry. What do you need? Do you need my credit card number or you need the order number?
The most direct way to pull any orders would be with the card used. I can run the first six and last four.
Oh, hold on. I think I found the paper. Let me just put the glasses, okay? Yeah, I think I found. Okay. The order number. Okay, the order date 2/25/22. Okay, they did not put any order number. Order number, there is nothing, but there is a, under order info, it's written OS-137-193-IH. Is it the order number or no?
You said the number was SH what?
OS-137-193-IH. There's all the information, because all the number, there is nothing on the order number.
What product was it for?
Product code? What else do you need?
I'm asking what type of product you were sent.
Okay. CRR0500.
No, ma'am, that's... Okay, so the cryo-freeze?
Yeah, cryo-freeze extra strength.
I can't search with the product code. Can I please try to run the billing information it was charged against?
Okay, the billing information is Visa.
What is the first six?
Of the card? 464018.
18 and last four?
9749. 9749.
Let me see if this will pull any billing for any orders. Do you have the email of Rachel Haraldson at gmail.com?
Rachel Harrison, yeah, that's my relative. That's, granddaughter. But we have separate accounts. No, we have separate accounts.
Okay, so running your card...
Lena Harrison.
Okay, got you. So the card you're saying the order is billed against doesn't pull anything in our older system. What is the email you received the confirmation to?
Lena Haraldson, att.net.
Okay. And you said it was the 720 Oakwood Drive?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I think I found the CryoFreeze Extra Strength Roll-On. And you said this order had been, okay, so it was billed and sent out on March 25th. You said you had sent the order back?
No, I did not send my order, the first order. So they sent me another one by subscription. But I canceled the subscription, but they said that they cannot cancel the order because it's ready to ship. And they shipped it. And they told me just, when you get it, put on the envelope, return to sender, and that's it. Nothing
okay.
else you have to do.
So for the CryoFreeze Extra Strength Roll-On ordered on March 25th, that had not initiated. This is not a subscription? That was a one-time order.
No, it was not one-time order. One-time order was, okay, I will tell you, on the second ship date, February 28th. That was the first order. The second order that I did not need, they sent me in March. That March 26th, you said, or 22, or what?
Yes, this one here was ordered March 25th.
Yes, and that's what I returned.
Okay. This one here, this is not a subscription. The return process, so what you would have to do to initiate the return process is go to omaxhealth.com/return or omaxhealth.com/returns. Works the same.
No, I called to the company. I called to the company and said that I'm canceling my subscription and don't send me anything. But they said, I called them. I did not talk to you, but I called, somebody else told me, okay, you cancel the subscription, that's fine. But the shipment is already ready to be shipped and we cannot cancel it. The shipment itself. When you get it, put on the envelope, return to the sender, and that's it. You don't need to do anything else. And
sorry.
I returned it. That's
so,
what I did.
Right. There's no notations on this account or this order here placed on March 25th.
It was from subscription.
Let me take a look, make sure there's nothing I'm missing here on the order. But yeah, the return process for any orders is initiated through the customers themselves through the return link. Basically, once started, the return, you know, if once it's sent back to the 41 Canal Street in Lewiston, Maine, the refund's processed in that manner. But I'm just taking a moment.
I did what I was told to do. I did not open the package. I just wrote down, return to the sender, period. That's it. That's what I was told to do, and I did it exactly what I was told.
Okay. Let me
take a
look.
I was calling to customer service, and they told me in customer service what I have to do, and I did it.
Okay, let me take a look for you just a moment. Now, okay, I see what you're looking at here. This one was ordered February 25th. Where is this notation? Okay, let me just get this pulled up. So, yeah, I appreciate your patience. I don't have any confirmation of receival back on the CryoFreeze extra strength roll-on. So let me just take a look and see what further can be done.
Yeah, talk to the manager or
I'm about to.
supervisor.
Give you just one moment. All right. I appreciate your patience, Ms. Haraldson. So again, I'm sorry for any confusion on the return process, but with you marking it as refused and not following the correct procedure, basically the warehouse is going to be the one to refund once the product's received back. The tracking number from United States Postal Service, where we have sent it out to you, if you had refused it, there's no update other than the one that shows it was delivered to your address on March 3rd.
And so what?
Basically, once the warehouse receives the product returned and has it processed in their system, they'll be the ones to refund you for the returned product because you had not returned the product in a proper procedure.
Ashley, there was an address on the envelope, and I just wrote down return to the sender, and I took a picture of this just in case that what I did, and I put it into the mailbox, and it was picked up by the mailman, and it was sent back.
We have no confirmation
so
of this.
I
understand,
know,
ma'am. So
I don't know who's, you see, where it will go, to your company or to the warehouse. I don't know who sent it. So I put it back on the sender's name.
Yes. So what you'll have to do at this time is wait for our warehouse to receive your product back, and they'll have to be the ones to refund for the returned product once it's received because you had not followed the proper return procedure.
That's what I was told to do. I'm
sorry,
too. I was told to do this, and I did. I called to the customer service. I'm telling you already for the 10th time. I called the customer service, and they did not tell me that, okay, wait to the product, open it, and then call us, and so we'll send you something. They told me, don't open the envelope, just write it down, send it back to the sender. That's it, and that's what I did.
Sorry, ma'am. There's not even any notations here on the account to reference you spoke with anybody here about the product.
You know what? I need my money back.
I understand, and we're happy to do so. Once the warehouse receives the product,
it'll
be refunded.
Okay, so I send it back already. It's 2 weeks ago. 26. So I send it back on the 27th when I got it. And it's already what? It's the 11th today.
I don't know how long it would take to be received back, ma'am, if you mark it as refused to sender.
You know,
I don't know the shipping time.
If you don't know, then give me your supervisor or manager. Because you cannot
solve the problem.
I'll
get you transferred.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate your patience. I'm just getting everything notated for the supervisor who will receive your call. Appreciate your patience. Still here getting everything notated. Be just a moment longer.
Okay.
At this time, I'm just looking to see who is available to take your call. Got everything notated. Perfect. All right, I appreciate your patience. I have found a lady who's over in our, who's one of our supervisors to take your call. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred on over to her line. Just please remain on the line until she answers and she'll assist you, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling MX Health. Have a good one.
Bye.